Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, class, take your seats. It's that time once again for Romans College of Country Knowledge on US 99 with your host, Dougie Style.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. The questions are ready to roll. Proof of that, we want to say thanks to our friends at Fisher Snacks and fingers crossed for Kelly this morning from Round Lake. Good morning, Kel.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, but you would be a lot better if you beat me because $1,300 is at stake.
Oh, you shouldn't have told me that because now I'm going to be more nervous than I already am.
$3 is at stake this morning, Kelly.
All right, let's go.
Kick him out of the studio. Let's get you some cash.
How'd you go, Roman?
Five questions. Whoever gets the most correct is going to be the winner. All ties are going to Roman. Kelly, are you ready with question number one?
As ready as I'm ever going to be.
Cassidy Pope, the Swan Brothers, Danielle Bradbury, and Ray Lynn have all competed on this reality show singing competition. Name the show.
The Voice.
Blake Shelton's I'll Name the Dogs took home Song of the Year honor at the first ever Nashville Songwriter Awards. The event happened at the former home of the Grand Ole Opry. What is it?
Oh, the Ryman Auditorium?
Question number three. Faith Hill celebrated her 51st birthday on September 21st. Even though Carrie Underwood does it now, Faith Hill was the voice for this Sunday night sporting event's theme song from 2007 to 2012. What was it called?
Sunday Night Football.
You're on fire, by the way, Kelly. The classic country song, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, was originally a hit for actress Vicki Lawrence, but is probably better known for the version done by Dustin Lynch's self-admitted celebrity crush. Name her.
Reba McEntire.
Look at you, and let's close it out. Maren Morris co-wrote every track on her current album and says that she feels emotionally connected to every song on it. What is the name of that album, which features songs like Rich and 80s Mercedes?
Oh, my God. I just got that album, too.
Well, then you should know. What's it called?
I am horrible with titles. Rich. I can't remember.
Lesbian Roman back in the studio. All right, all right. Kelly. What do you mean you were nervous? You didn't seem like you were nervous at all. Question number one, right. Question number two, right. Three, right. Four, right. Five, and so you got four out of five.
Respectable. I can live with it. Hopefully he misses two and I can win.
You could have just said four out of five. Like, that was very dramatic. Cassidy Pope, the Swan Brothers, Danielle Bradbury, and Ray Lynn have all competed on this reality show singing competition. Name the show.
Is that The Voice?
That is The Voice. We're tied at one. Blake Shelton's I'll Name the Dogs took home the Song of the Year honor at the first ever Nashville Songwriter Awards. The event happened at the former home of the Grand Ole Opry. What is it?
Oh, man. The event took place at the former home of the Grand Ole Opry?
Uh-oh, Kelly. Uh-oh.
I'm just going to guess the Ryman?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm fine.
You thought about that one too much, man. The Ryman Auditorium. All right. We're tied at two going into question number three. Faith Hill celebrated her 51st birthday on September 21st. Even though Carrie Underwood does it now, Faith was the voice for this Sunday night sporting event's theme song from 2007 to 2012. Name it.
Sunday Night Football.
All right, we're still tied going into question number four. The classic country song, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, was originally a hit for actress Vicki Lawrence, but is probably better known for the version done by Dustin Lynch's self-admitted celebrity crush. Name her.
Ooh, he has a crush on... Is it Reba?
It is Reba.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not liking Roman right now, by the way.
Come on. All right, so you guys have mirrored each other, and let's go into question number five, which, by the way, Kelly, you got wrong, so we're all tied.
I know. I'm going to be kicking myself.
Maren Morris co-wrote every track on her current album and says that she feels emotionally connected to every song on it. What is the name of that album which features songs like Rich and 80s Mercedes?
I can visualize it because she had a whole tour around it. Is it called Hero?
It is Hero.
Yes.
It is not Rich, Kelly, and unfortunately, you are not Rich either because you fell one short.
But you know what? You're rich in personality, and you're also going to be rich in concert tickets, because how about a pair of tickets to see Jake Owen live at the Sears Center?
Oh, that would be awesome. I love Jake Owen.
We'll close out our game this morning, and you get to see your love.
This is Kelly from Round Lake, and unfortunately, I flunked out of Roman's College of Country Knowledge.
Your turn.
Text COLLEGE to 44995 to enroll in a future class of Roman's College of Country Knowledge.
With US99.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.